Welcome to The Deadline. I'm Laura, and your host. I was like, wait, who am I?
I don't know.
Usually I'm on autopilot when I do that, and I just flipped. Sorry. I'm Laura, your host and founder of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society, and of course I'm here with Brian Sant, the NJGHS tech guru and producer of The Deadline.
And wondering what the hell you're talking about.
And see, we never have any bloopers on The Deadline. It's just like, we just keep going. Ah, you effed up. Keep going.
Why not?
You get it raw, baby. You get it live. You get it as it happens on The Deadline.
I won't let it happen any other way.
Oh, man. So, back in April 16th in London, they did a little study here. Frank Sinatra's My Way, the most popular song played at funeral services. But other more interesting deathbed choices were revealed in a poll published in Britain on that Thursday. It's pretty funny. Wait till you hear this. Australian rockers, AC/DC's Highway to Hell has stormed into the funeral charts. Funeral charts, along with Queen's Another One Bites the Dust, while Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah has a new lease on life after its recent success on a talent show. More traditionally, hymns including The Lord is My Shepherd and All Things Bright and Beautiful are among music chosen by people to accompany their final journey. For classical music fans, Schubert's Ave Maria, Puccini's Nessun Dorma, and Bach's Air on A G String are among the most chosen pieces to comfort their loved ones as they pay final farewells. What the hell is so funny?
Air on a G String?
Yeah, I was reading it in the way it's A G, but you're right. Yeah, well. Okay, and television and radio music also features on the burial playlist. Theme tunes from popular programs like Top Gear, the Benny Hill... Now, you gotta remember, this is Britain, so Top Gear must be a show I've never heard of, but the Benny Hill show I used to love. And even the Radio 4, shipping forecast music, which many fall asleep to at night. As more people choose non-religious funerals, so they incline towards contemporary songs with which they closely identify, said Lorinda Sheesby of the funeral company, which commissioned the survey. They commissioned a survey to find out the top funeral songs. And I'm really happy for AC/DC that they made it to the top of this, but it gets better. While hymns and classics may have been traditional favorites, pop songs now account for more than half of the music chosen as people's final soundtrack, according to the poll of over 30,000 funerals. Here are some of the top pieces of music chosen, according to the poll commissioned by Cooperative Funeral Care. Top 5 popular songs. Number 1, My Way by Frank Sinatra. Number 2, Wind Beneath My Wings, Bette Midler, Celine Dion. Number 3, Time to Say Goodbye by Sarah Brightman or Andrea Bocelli. Angels by Robbie Williams. Over the Rainbow by Eva Cassidy. The Lord is My Shepherd, Abide with Me, All Things Bright and Beautiful, Old Rugged Cross, Amazing Grace, blah, blah, blah. That's all the religious stuff. Top 5 Classical, we don't care about that. Other chart movers with no rankings. Hallelujah, covered by the talent show winner Alexandra Burke. Bat Out of Hell by Meatloaf. Spirit in the Sky, Doctor and the Medics. Now, we use that for our cemetery hunt, Spirit in the Sky, but it's by Norman Greenbaum. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Highway to Hell by AC/DC. Pretty cool.
Interesting.
Highway to Hell. You know, that really works well on the Supernatural series when they played that song. Didn't they use Highway to
Yes.
Hell on Supernatural?
One of them.
One of them, right? And they used the one with the where it opens up with the bell ringing. What's the name of that one?
I don't remember.
Yeah, it has the bong of a bell, and then it does like a guitar riff and a bong of a bell. And what's that called?
I don't know.
Oh, come on, man, Google it.
No.
Oh, man, it's going to drive me nuts now.
Where?
Ah, oh, you suck.
Well, you blow.
Oh, come on, don't go there. PG-13, come on.
You started it.
So seriously, dude, what's that song? You know, bong da 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 da. Now it's gonna go through my head.
La 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 la.
Oh, don't do that. You're gonna. I almost had it. Wait. Go. Just look up AC/DC.
No.
It's on the Back in Black album.
That's nice.
Oh, man. Fine. I'll look it up when I get home.
Yeah, ooh, you'll forget by that time.
I know, right? Until then, when I listen to the show, I'll be like, shoot, I never looked that up, you know?
You'll forget, like, in the next hour.
Ain't kidding. I walk into a room 5 minutes down the hall, and I'm like, the hell am I here for? Yeah, you know, that Aricept is great as long as you remember to take it. Okay, so meeting announcements. Let's see, Central Jersey Division. On June 3rd, in the Hazlitt Library, from 7 to 8:30 p.m., the Hazlitt Library is conveniently located at 251 Middle Road in Hazlitt. Team leader Brian McCauley will be on hand for that meeting. North Jersey Division is coming up on May 19th. Yes. Just double-checking that I didn't screw up my dates, but I didn't. May 19th, from 6:30 to 8 p.m., in the Community Center's Blue Room, located at 293 Main Street in Hackettstown. Meeting topic will be Angels and Religious Mysteries, led by team leader Dina Tirico. All meetings are free and open to the public to attend if you have any suspicious paranormal recordings or photos. You can bring them because every meeting has a share and scare segment, and we will be happy to review them for you at the meeting. And you can also sign up for membership at the meeting, too. Okay? And we will be back after this quick break.
I say, Sean B., I've been thinking about all the things necessary to produce a proper paranormal broadcast.
Do tell, Nathan S., what are these vital qualities?
Empathy, commitment, quiet dignity, and self-respect.
Indeed! What a shame we don't have any of those traits! Oh yeah, the Ghost Planet Demon Hunter show is rocking its way on the supernatural scene.
It's drive time paranormal broadcasting without the driving or the timing. Just go to www.ghostanddemon.com.
Think you know what goes bump in the night? You ain't heard nothing yet.
Each week we'll be bringing you the best and the worst kept secrets in the paranormal community.
Yeah, us, the Ghost Planet Demon Hunter, Sunday from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
www.ghostanddemon.com. The Ghost Planet Demon Hunter show is beyond the normal broadcast.
Now's your chance to take what should be your last ride and get out alive. Morbid Mobile Tours lets you climb in through the suicide door or end loader and head out to the infamous Shades of Death Road in Warren County. While you're seated in the very space where dead bodies took the ride to their final resting place, you'll hear the grim tales of ghosts, murder, and disease. Jezebel is a beautiful 1983 Cadillac hearse who served her time in funeral processions and now is dying to take you with her on this haunted trail. Tours are $25 per victim and depart from the Hackettstown train station. To book your tour, visit Morbid Mobile Tours page by clicking the license plate on the homepage of the NJGHS.net website, Morbid Mobile Tours. We're waiting to take you away.
Hi, this is Rosemary Ellen Darley, author of the Encyclopedia of Ghosts and Spirits and many other paranormal books. You're listening to The Deadline, podcast of the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society.
Hey, welcome back, and guess what? Since Brian refused to Google a simple, melodic question to be answered for me.
Well, see, some of us wanted to keep the show moving along today because some people showed up late.
Well, so, you know, some people overslept because they're having some flashes of menopause. But anyway, I want to give a nice shout out and a big, big thank you because I was able to jump on my cell phone and call Jeff. And he gave me the answer. Now, Jeff plays bass guitar in an AC/DC cover band, as luck would have it, that I would remember such a thing. His AC/DC cover band is called 19 Stone. And he gave me the answer as he rattled off the lyrics. He went right into all the lyrics, and I'm like, but it's not helping me because I don't hear the song playing. I'm like, okay. And he's like, taking you to hell, da 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 da. I'm like, uh-huh. And the name is, he goes, Hell's Bells. I'm like, oh, man. And he goes, yes, I was right. It was Back in Black, but it's called Hell's Bells. So there you go. So people don't have to struggle for a whole week wondering.
Like everybody really gave a crap.
Oh, and get this. When this show uploads on May 15th, his band is going to be playing that night, you know, May 15th, at a bar called or a club called Timbuktu's, and it's in Folsom, New Jersey, just like the Johnny Cash song Folsom Prison Blues, whatever. But Folsom, New Jersey, F-O-L-S-O-M, Timbuktu's. So you can catch the band 19 Stone. So if you're into AC/DC, these guys do an amazing job. And if you wanted to catch clips of Jeff in action, he's the bass player of this band, I'm pretty sure he's in my top friends on my MySpace, but, you know, you could check it out from there. He has a MySpace page and some YouTube videos of them, of the band playing. He said the 19 Stone, the name of the band, is a reference because it was an English measure of weight. And he said there was some song about some chick named Rosie who was 19 Stone, which meant she was pretty fat, because 19 stones equates to about 250 to 260 pounds. Big girl.
Oh!
So there you go. Yes. Moving on to Parashare. Do you have a paranormal experience or ghost encounter to tell? Then send it in an email to thedeadline@njghs.net. For each Parashare you submit and we read on the show, you'll receive one credit. You may use your credits to receive membership in the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society, only one credit necessary, or you may cash in 10 credits for a natal chart. That's $75 value. We'll keep track of the Parashares and let you know when you hit 10. And then you can send me your birth date, birth time, birthplace, blah, blah, blah. And I will send you a full-color natal chart with printout and my handwritten notes, too. Now, moving on. Tenant Cemetery in Manalapan. There is a grave of Cookie, who was a hit and run as she was walking to her prom date's house. Rumor is that she was killed by the KKK because she was white and dating a black boy. It was 1963, I believe. We smelled sugar cookies baking in an oven when we asked for contact. And one time, with eight of us in the car, we asked her to show us what had happened to her. And suddenly, we were ambushed in the cemetery by cop cars coming from all directions at top speed. And there are speed bumps throughout. The police cars were older, not from the present time. We panicked and broke holding hands as a police car was parked behind us. And we saw someone get out and a flashlight came toward us. As we broke hands, I started moving the car and suddenly everything disappeared. The flashlight coming towards us and all the other police vehicles were gone. We were all completely freaked out. We have analyzed the scenario over and over again and we cannot come up with a reasonable conclusion. We know what we all saw. And we are positive that the cop cars, We are positive that the cop cars saw. It's not making sense. We saw in the cemetery and not responding to a call. What is this? We know what we all saw. And we are positive the cop cars.
We're in the cemetery?
We're in the cemetery and a flash coming towards, whatever. I thought I had proof this. Apparently not good enough. I was in a rush. Anyway, it was not until later that we reached the conclusion. Oh, wait. Cop cars are not responding to a call and going by Tenant Road. Oh, I guess they thought maybe the cop cars were going past the cemetery, but they were actually behind them and were trying. Oh, okay. It was not until later that we reached the conclusion that Cookie was trying to show us what she saw while she lay on the road dying that night. The police, the flashlights coming towards her. My biggest regret is that we panicked and broke the communication. But at the time, we thought it was really happening. Also, there is supposed to be a witch buried there, and she was killed by the townspeople years ago. Her only request is that she be buried in the center And at the time, she was buried at the far end of the cemetery. And now, because of all the additional graves, they say she is dead center of the cemetery. We do not know her name and have not found her grave. This comes to us from Gail Caldwell, who's an NJGHS member. Thank you, Gail. Very cool. I've been to Tenant Insurance, did I tell you that?
No, you didn't.
I was there when I was working on Ghost Hunting New Jersey. Went down, I was combing all over the Monmouth battlefields mm-hmm. and some different places, and I went over to Tenant Church. It's a beautiful cemetery. I couldn't get inside the church. It was locked at the time. But and I followed up with people to find out if I could get in there officially to investigate or take an NJGHS group, and they were like, nope. So just so you know, Gail was in there of her own doing. I've tried to get permission for us to go in there, and I haven't been successful. So anyway, we'll be right back after this.
If you're ready to take your ghost hunting to the next level, you're ready to be a certified paranormal investigator by the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. The certification includes 4 hours of hands-on, concentrated training by the NJGHS leaders at the most haunted prison in the United States, Eastern State Penitentiary, located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. To participate, you must have all of your own equipment. Register online at the NJGHS.net website certification page. Costs are $125 for current members and $145 for non-members of the NJGHS who will receive their membership going forward. PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa are accepted. Upon completion of the course, submission of your report of findings, and achieving a total point score of 80 or better, you will receive your certificate and new certified paranormal investigator card from the NJGHS. All the details are on the certification page of the NJGHS.net website. So what are you waiting for? Take your hobby seriously. Become a certified paranormal investigator.
Before the end of our lives,
we're trying to figure out what is causing this massive die-off of bats that's occurring here in the Northeast and spreading.
We could see the end of an entire species of bats.
And this is, in terms of bats, this is turning out to be, appears at this point, to be about as bad as one's imagination could have it.
I think you need to pass along this love of the earth down, because it's, if you lose it, then we lose the earth in many ways.
Be a part of history for the filming of a new documentary and music journey at the Benefit for Caves concert, a music festival benefiting cave and bat preservation, 7 p.m. Saturday, August 8th, 2009, at the Widow Jane Mine, Rosendale, New York.
We can help in some small way. We'd like to be able to do that. And only through generous contributions and sponsorship, we may be able to fit a few hundred people into the entrance of this mine, the Widow Jane Mine. Hopefully we can do it.
The Benefit for Caves, August 8th, 2009 at 7 p.m. Tickets on sale soon through the Tri-State Speleologic Society. For more information, visit benefitforthecaves.com, a production of the Tri-State Speleological Society, Incorporated, and Galileo Productions, LLC.
Hi, I'm Mark Nesbitt, author of The Ghosts of Gettysburg and many other books on historical and paranormal accounts. You're listening to The Deadline, podcast of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society.
Paranormal Pictionary. Here we go, people. Each week, a picture of paranormal relevance will appear on the deadline page of the NJGHS.net website. Actually, a portion of the picture will appear beginning the day the show uploads. Each day following the initial upload of the show, another portion of the picture will appear. By Tuesday, if no one has identified the picture, the entire picture will be posted. Obviously, if someone figures it out before the entire picture is revealed, the announcement will be made on the deadline page and the entire picture will appear. So you could be the first person to email the deadline at njghs.net with the correct identification of the picture, and you will win an NJGHS t-shirt and membership. And if you're already a member, you can pass along the membership to whoever you want. Okay. As always, NJGHS team leaders are not allowed to participate in this contest. That includes you, Brian.
I'm not a team leader.
I know, but it includes you anyway. Also, winners must not have won in the past 30 days via the NJGHS site or the deadline. Now, last week's picture was the Empire State Building, or as my younger son affectionately calls it, the Vampire State Building. Oh, gosh. Which, this Empire State Building will be in my upcoming book, Ghost Hunting New York City, which is due out October 2010. Wish me luck. So, check out the NJGHS.net, the deadline page, to see this week's Paranormal Pictionary, and good luck.
The vault is open. You're listening to the Haunted Headlines, your source for the stories making waves in the paranormal news. Sponsored by GhostVillage.com at www.ghostvillage.com/news.
Good evening, I'm Chris Balzano, and you're listening to the Haunted Headlines, Ghost Village's weekly journey on the Paranormal Newswire to bring you the biggest stories affecting the ghost community. Out of the UK this week, 10 people, including 3 guests, were forced to evacuate the 400-year-old Grade 2 listed George Hotel in Ramsey after a fire started sometime after 3:30 on May 13th. The story would not have raised much attention, but the blaze began in a section of the hotel known to be haunted by a woman who reportedly had died in a fire. Although the fire department listed as being caused by electrical problems, workers report there was nothing in the room electrical, and that the fire had been contained to the same area the ghost had been detected. Gene Axelson, a member of the family who owns the hotel, and the chef, is confused over whether Mary, the person they attribute the ghostly happenings to, may be involved. Quote, she died of smoke inhalation, and so she wouldn't have wanted another fire. She hates fires so much she steals people's lighters and blows out candles. The hotel should be up and running again at full capacity within a few days, although most of the damage was contained to the older section of it. In sporting news, people have known for years about the haunted Vonoy Hotel in St. Petersburg, Florida. Opposing teams have historically had more trouble finding sleep there than beating the Rays baseball team. But now another Florida team says they have an away field disadvantage and are being disrupted by a ghost in their hotel. The Florida Marlins, according to a Yahoo report quoting the Palm Beach Post, have been disturbed while staying at the Pfister, a luxurious 116-year-old hotel that is said to be haunted in Milwaukee. The hotel is well known among visiting teams, and some players have slept with their bats for protection. Several Marlins, none of whom are identified in the report, bunked up together because they were too scared to stay in their rooms alone. Although there has been a long-time connection between baseball and the paranormal, covering such books as Haunted Baseball by Dan Gordon, the activity at the Pfister is fairly new to players. In technology news, The Sun is reporting British paranormal investigator Paul Rowland has captured some compelling evidence of the paranormal in a Welsh mansion. Rowland searches for evidence using a special camera that uses ultraviolet and infrared light to take pictures. He developed it after seeing similar items being used on television. The ghostly shape was spotted at the haunted Plasteg Mansion, which is popular among paranormal groups. While the picture can be viewed at The Sun's website, the real story is the device itself, which is a bit of a departure from traditional ghost photography. To quote Rowland, I use blue and ultraviolet lights to enhance our capacity in the dark. It also has digital still camera and camcorder, both of which can see in ultraviolet light, and there's a live EVP system hooked into it. It's almost as if the machine senses an energy buildup in the room and records it. We'll be keeping in touch with Mr. Rowland and looking to follow up on his work and his ideas. That's it for this week. You can learn more about these stories and others by going to Ghost Village's website at www.ghostvillage.com/news. We'll be back next week with some more stories, but until then, I'm Chris Balzano, and that's what's haunting me.
So, you okay, Brian?
I'm okay.
Just checking. Well, you should remember that as a reminder to everyone. Oh, you know what? Before I even get to the reminder, let me just kind of remind people on another level here. I am very sad to say that our ranking sucks yet again on podcastalley.com.
Mm-hmm.
I checked it last night, and we're well out of the top 50. And I'm not too happy about this. Boo-hoo. So for those of you who really give a rat's butt about my happiness, if you would just go to podcastalley.com, and the link is on the deadline page or on the homepage of njghs.net.
Yeah, that's going to help them vote.
Yeah, and click on it and vote for our show. I'd really, you know what? You know what was really pathetic? Three. For the entire month of May thus far, only three votes. One of them's mine. So that means only two other people besides me on the planet voted for our show. Pathetic.
No, sad, you just have depressing. To gimmick it better.
How?
I don't know. Put a pair of boobs on the site and say clicking on the boobs will give us a vote.
Well, that may be misleading, though. People may think that the show is about, you know, boob whisperer or not ghost whispering. Did you see that YouTube clip from Mad TV of Boob Whisperer?
No.
They do a whole spoof on Ghost Whisperer. Oh, it's hysterical. My kid was showing it to me. It's too funny. Anyway, so if those of you would mind just clicking on the link that's conveniently placed on the homepage and on the deadline page and for Podcast Alley, excuse me, and voting for our show, I'd really appreciate it, because three votes is really pathetic considering, you know, and I watch the traffic. We average 500 individual visitors a week to the site. Now, that's not gigantic compared to other sites and traffic, but that's 500 unique visitors a week on average. Okay? We have over 600 members.
Now, is that unique visitors?
Yes, people coming in through the homepage.
But what happens if, for example, I hit the homepage today and then tomorrow I hit the homepage?
You're not unique.
Well,
if it's
so,
within the same week, no. It only tabulates the one report that I run through Google Analytics.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Anyway. So I want to remind everyone you should check out the Ohio Paranormal Convention taking place from August 14th to 16th in Dayton, Ohio. My editor, John Kachuba, will be there along with Stephen LaChance and Keith Age that we had on the show as well. It's taking place in Dayton, Ohio at Hara Arena. The cost is $50 for the weekend, $20 daily ticket. You can go to ohioparacon.com for all the information. They have the Holiday Inn Dayton North, which is $79 a night for a standard room or $109 per night for a one-room suite. Thanks to Brian Klein, co-founder of Southern Ohio Paranormal Research at southernohioparanormal.org for bringing this to our attention. Make sure you sign up for the NJGHS Yahoo group. Link is on the homepage of NJGHS.net. That way you get the latest and greatest info blasted into your inbox about cemetery hunts, cancellations, problems, what have you, meetings, and other news. And don't forget to be a friend on America's Haunted Road Trip, the MySpace of the paranormal. Go to www.americashauntedroadtrip.com and register today. You'll network with paranormal authors from the series of books, as well as other investigators and paranormal fans. I can't think. There was something else I wanted to remind people of. Oh, and again, a special thanks to Jeff for coming to my rescue and giving me the answer of Hell's Bells. Thank you. And thanks to you, Brian, for being the NJGHS technician and producer of The Deadline.
Hail to the king, baby.
And thanks to our team leaders, Dina Tirico and Brian McCauley. And, of course, thanks to all of you for listening and voting. And keep downloading the shows weekly, because at some point in life you have to meet the deadline.